Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm just tired of it.
I just said, your explanation has become tiresome to him because I was so... Do you remember Dieter on Sprockets, the Mike Myers character? He was like, your story has become tiresome. Now we watch my monkey dance.
It's hard for me to focus because there's so many holes in your t-shirt right now. I'm just looking at your nipple poking out of me.
You were holding that. You know what?
Wow.
Y'all, treat yourself and have a house t-shirt. Have a house shirt.
Poodle, how many house t-shirts do you have?
3 or 4. You made
Be
me
honest.
Throw a lot of them away.
How many do you have now?
Like 3 or 4 because you made me
six.
Throw so many away.
How many did you have before?
5.
No, you had like 15.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
And y'all, these are disgusting. And he has shorts, too. He'll just walk around. I'll come in. His shorts just have a hole
I
in the ass.
I don't them outside
And then I'm looking
house.
At his slutty underwear, because Poodle always wears slutty little underwear, because that's all he buys for entertaining.
Y'all, your underwear your shorts don't always have to be nice. Your underwear got to look good.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. Y'all, we're going to jump in, because this was a lot.
Before we start, though, we have announcements.
We've
got like 1,000 fucking announcements.
We do. So
I want to just...
If you don't want to hear the announcements...
They're important.
They're important.
We you know, my principal, what was his name?
I'll keep this story short, please.
Our principals would always go on and on about the announcements. It was so upsetting. And then it'd be over and you're like, and also, this is also National Teacher Week. We appreciate our teachers. Corn for lunch today, pizza, pudding,
y'all,
salad.
I'm going to have to keep Poodle on track today because he's hungover.
I'm hungover. Y'all, we watched Death Becomes Her yesterday, and some fucking piece of shit decided to tell everyone Poodle's drunk. It's a good time to give him a cameo.
Well, because I got drunk on Friday, and y'all came at me on Friday. But boy, y'all came in for
and
Poodle.
And I kind of read, y'all, you came in for me hard.
And Poodle kind of read me on Saturday and said,
you know, and I said, and I was trying to be honest. I'm like, I don't want to think our brand is really associated
with. We don't
want
to be always drunk
or
whatever.
And I don't want anyone who, I don't want that to be our brand.
We don't want to trigger our sober sissies.
Yeah.
So we hope that wasn't triggering to you.
But you all came for me.
Y'all came in, and then Poodle and had to just drink and do cameos. Y'all, it looked a drag queen died when I walk in. There's just wigs everywhere.
I did 25 cameos yesterday, starting at about 7 o'clock, and I fell asleep somewhere with my hand in my pants around 11:30.
With a wig on your chest.
I'm like watching some of these, and I don't even remember some of them. There were new personalities invented last night. There was a chick named Marion who was a sociology major.
Wow.
She was blonde. There was my cousin Maureen.
Maureen, that was a good one. I watched that.
And
your eyes didn't focus once during that, but it was good.
It was a really long night.
Anyway, y'all, this is not going to be...
I've still got 13 more, y'all, so I'm going to do these after.
You got to drink tonight. But this is not going to be a habit, so
no,
please...
No, we're going to do like these once a year.
It's like BDF. When it happens and we tell you, you're gifted.
But y'all, don't come at us asking for a drunk cameo. Otherwise, I'll have to drink, and that's one step closer to rehab for
Although me. I did ask Luke Cook to give you a shirtless cameo, and he did. And y'all, if you haven't seen that on her Instagram at 90 Day Gays, Luke Cook from Sabrina
Luke
did a cameo
Cook from
for
Sabrina,
Poodle.
Who I love.
And read Poodle for Phil.
He read me. He's like, you're dirty. You're such a dirty grub. He called me a dirty grub, and my penis moved.
Anyway.
So there's a lot of announcements.
Let's jump up.
Where's my phone?
First off, let's talk about, y'all, Facebook Live for our Sissy Squad, for our
Facebook
members.
We hit 5K, y'all, 5,000.
We're going to be doing that Facebook Live on May 23rd, this Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So be sure to jump in the Sissy Squad.
That's right before the watch and chat, which I will decide on soon.
We are doing an AMA with Jackie, Jackie's organized this, our fearless moderator in the Sissy Squad. But now we also have... pardon me, I'm burping from this beer.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying it. if you guys have like Sissy Squad memories or fun things you realized when you came in the squad, because some people have been putting recently about how much they've appreciate the squad and this is the things that they've taken from it, you can also add those. So it's an AMA or Sissy Squad memories.
Yes.
You know.
And right now, we should talk to her about it, but right now, it's just...
Because we've only been doing this thing, it's probably not even a year, y'all. Sissy Squad's not even a year old.
That's shocking to me. Shocking, shocking, shocking.
Shocking.
Anyway, so right now, well, no, I guess too, you can email Jackie, but also our two new moderators.
It's another announcement.
Well,
we did
talk about that last week, didn't we? Maybe not.
We talked about it maybe on Monday of last week.
Maybe, but we have two new moderators.
Andrea Simpson, you guys, and Chris Sanchez are your new moderators. Because, y'all, Jackie's knocked up, as everyone knows.
And Jackie's having that baby.
And she's going to pop out that baby. She's like looking at her watch saying, come
she's
on,
like,
baby.
Mama wants her body back.
I fucked up and gave out the name of Jackie's baby on last week's podcast.
I had to edit it out. We don't know if she's saying it. But anyway, but Jackie's still, she's going to have a baby. She's coming back. So it's just three of them now. So come at them. Let's say, y'all, let's have your questions into them by Thursday at midnight.
That's preferable.
And if they're not in after that, we don't know if it'll get answered or not.
Don't
we will
you
do
dare.
Our best.
Yeah.
Do our best.
So, y'all, that's Saturday the 23rd.
4 p.m. Another 4 thing.
4 p.m./7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. We're delaying the weekly squeal, y'all. I know we talked about where we're going to add a new show in June, but we're delaying it because they're fucking doing Happily Ever After now.
Which they just announced today, you guys. Happily Ever After comes out the 14th.
On Sunday.
We don't know who the couples are. I'm sure we'll find out a little more. It just better be interesting people. I don't want to see fucking Chantel's family anymore.
But I want to see Pedro all day.
Ooh, I want to see Pedro shirtless.
Yes, I do.
I can look for that, I bet.
I bet you can. So that's going to be... So what we'll be doing, and the reason, too, why we can't do Weekly Squeal, because we're going to be doing two episodes of 90 Day, our regular Gaytreon episodes, and then...
And guess what? We're doing a 90 Day Gays Presents, you guys, our new binge! Yeah.
Our new binge.
Labor of Love on Fox.
I always say ABC.
Fox. Like the deaf guy I almost fucked. Fox.
It's on Fox. Labor of Love is the bachelor meets a woman who's ready to get some semen inside her. She's looking at 50.
Put a baby in me. It's going to be an absolute dumpster fire.
We're going to be doing that. Our friends.
Former star, Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis. Also, our friends, Ronnie and Stephanie at Rose Pricks, are going to be doing that show. And we're going to be doing
I'm sure we'll be doing a crossover
with them. I talked to Ronnie about that the other day. So that's happening as well. Let's see. What else, Poodle?
Just two Gaytreon issues we should talk about.
Sure.
This is a big deal, you guys. Our Gaytreon made 2,000 members on this past week or so.
Yeah.
Or maybe the 2 weeks ago. And we're doing a big thank you for everybody on the Gaytreon. Everyone who's on our Gaytreon will get an email that says go to a YouTube Live.
We're going
to
be doing a YouTube Live.
And we'll just be like chatting, having fun.
Mm-hmm. YouTube Live is going to be on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Wednesday at 5:20, 2020.
Yes, it's at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And it's whatever you want to talk about. So
you'll get an email.
Everyone on every tier is going to get that. So you can jump in on that. But speaking of Gaytreon tiers, Poodle.
We've got a big announcement, y'all.
We do.
There's so many announcements.
Sorry,
Gary
y'all.
Looper, my elementary school principal, would be ashamed.
If somebody is yelling at us to get on with the fucking show, tweet us or Instagram us at 90 Day Gay.
You can skip all this shit, but you're going to miss a lot of shit. Anyway. Starting June 1st, y'all, the Patreon is going to be a little restructured. Again, nothing is going away. It's just things that are added.
Exactly.
The $5 tier is going to be like it always has been. You're going to get 10% off of our merch.
10%.
You're going to get the vintage 90 Day episode podcast, which is quote unquote new to us.
New to us. You're going to get that.
No, we haven't seen any of this shit.
We haven't.
And then that's at the $5 tier. Mm-hmm. You're also going to get our 90 Day Gays Presents series, which is when we binge things like Love is Blind, Tiger King,
or Labor of Love.
All of these kind of like binges that we decide to do. Basically, we're kind of made to do it, basically.
Exactly. And when we do live events and shows, you will get pre-sale of that.
Second tier, you guys, can I get a drum roll for this? Because it's new. Stop. It's not good. I need to stop asking for a drum roll from you. Y'all, we're doing an $8 tier.
$8 peak tier.
$8. Not $10, not $9, but $8. You're going to get everything you get in the $5 tier.
And we did this actually because some of you asked us, you wanted to listen to more of the Bi-Curious episodes, but $15 was too much, and we get that, especially
get
now. So that's why this is going to be different.
This is the $8 tier. You're going to get the Bi-Curious episode, our famous Bi-Curious, which you guys love. In the past, they've been stuff like Married at First Sight. They've been RuPaul's Drag Race.
Love After Lockup.
There has been Love After Lockup. The most recent, Dating Around.
Plathville.
All of these have been Bi-Curious.
We're going to have another one in 2 weeks. And, y'all, we are basically, we said this
last Bachelor, listen to your heart.
Yeah. We said about 3 months ago, we said, you know what? Once we kind of get to like double the memberships of the 50-yard tier, we'll do the Bi-Curious episode. Well, we're changing that. So we really only need to get like, I think like 100 more. If we basically at this $8
basically
level.
Basically 120 more.
And we will double the Bi-Curious episode.
Yep.
So then you're not going to get one, you'll get two Bi-Curious episodes a month.
So that's the $8 tier.
Yes.
The $15 tier, y'all, this is when shit gets interesting.
This is when we don't have a life.
So
you're still going to
get
vintage 90 day.
The Bi-Curious.
The vintage 90 day.
The discount goes to, I think, 20%.
20%.
Yeah, of merch, by the way.
You get the Bi-Curious, you get vintage 90 day, you get all the presents. You're also going to get.
You get the watch-alongs.
Edited for your pleasure. Christina, thank you.
Thank you, Christina DeLeon. I shouldn't say her last name.
And then
find her in the Philippines.
And then we're gonna get, first of all, I'll go first. We're gonna be doing a YouTube Live with y'all
every month,
once a month, on YouTube Live. It's gonna be kind of the way we're about to do the Patreon. We'll send you a YouTube link, you'll go to YouTube, and we're gonna just kind of talk to y'all every month,
and just
whatever
like,
you want to talk about.
Come at us and talk to us and tell us whatever you want to tell us, and we'll comment on it. And you'll tell me my eyes are piercing blue, and I'll say thank you.
And I'll vomit. So we've got that. And then what else do we have, Poodle?
Okay. This is a big deal.
Oh,
this
Lord.
Is you interacting with us in a different way.
Not sexual.
No. Unless you're a Hawkeye.
No.
Send me a dick pic.
No.
This is going to be called, you are going to have front row seats to be in our sissy spotlight. The $15 level where you will basically get to We're gonna give you a Google voicemail number, and you will
call
us. Leave a 1 minute message. It can be a rant about a 90-day person.
It could be
a rant in general about COVID. A rant about your next door neighbor. A rant about your husband.
It can't be a rant about anybody in the Sissy Squad. We'll say that. We don't make fun of one another.
No.
Or it can't be about Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli.
No. And it better not be about either of us.
That's true.
It can be about Maddie.
Poodle. I'm fine with that. So it's going to be a 1 minute phone call, and then we're going to play that
on our regular feed. That's going to become a part of Sissy Spotlight. It's going to be part of our regular feed,
which means more tech for me.
Anyway, I'm doing my best.
That is all of our
I'm so tired. Okay, literally 13 minutes.
We've actually talked about dicks for 20 minutes before we started this show.
It's true.
And we do have one more, y'all. We've got a newsletter coming up.
That's it. Thank you.
Several of y'all signed up. So sign up for the newsletter. The link is in the show notes. It'll say something like, sign up for the newsletter, ho. And sign up for that. That's going to be coming out only once a month. But some of you hate Instagram, you hate Facebook, so this is a way for you to keep up with our live shows.
You can, it's where when we do live shows, you guys.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have like segments like what are yours called? Maddie's musings.
Maddie calls poodles pontificate.
No, it's like poodles pointers or something poodles. Like shit.
But anyway, Jake and I are gonna write something each month that's only specific to the newsletter. It's not gonna be anywhere else.
Ooh, so, yes, girl.
So you better write yours and send it to Jackie.
I need to.
So anyway,
let's jump into the show.
Let's jump in the pleasure principle.
I don't know this song.
Pleasure. Okay, if you don't know that song and you don't know Wham, you missed things.
Is this a George Michael song?
No, this is Janet Jackson.
Oh yeah,
it's
I remember that.
The pleasure principle.
But you know what the pleasure principle is, right? You got your therapy degree, right?
The pleasure principle, it's about...
Y'all, someone forgot everything they learned in school, or they went to some bullshit like Feely school and they didn't learn actual psychology shit.
You know?
What is the pleasure principle?
It's when your grandma's watching you and your parents are out of town and you know your grandma goes to sleep at 8 o'clock. So you know if you grab that tub of Crisco from the kitchen and go watch Skidamax, you can beat off before your brother comes home from football practice.
I can't help thinking that's specific to you, but it's actually incorrect.
I'm just saying.
The pleasure principle.
Butter flavored Crisco, all uses.
Y'all, the pleasure principle is actually, it's a Freud concept. I'm surprised. Did you guys study Freud?
I do know what the pleasure. I mean, yes, it's Freud. So basically, Freud talked about that we want pleasure. We want
instead of pain.
Yes, we want pleasure.
We will basically do anything to avoid pain.
Yes,
and that's it's very much, you know, Freud had the ego and the id, and the id is all about pleasure.
Sorry, my headphones being weird. It's like pulsating.
I can't help you with that.
Anyway,
yes. So
it was all about pleasure, fear, and sex for Freud. That's basically it. You just got Freud.
It's basically coming to roost this episode. All the shit they've tried to do to avoid all the pain is coming out in this episode.
It is coming out.
This is like a really, and I thought I wrote this down. This episode is like a really dark foreign film. Where everyone is just walking alone at night, marriages are falling apart, and at the end, like Bjork dies.
It's like a French independent film or some shit like that.
Like the Blue, White, Red trilogy. Y'all, there's gonna be two people who know what that is.
One person,
and they're gonna scream out.
God,
Juliette Binoche, y'all. Ugh.
Well. We thought this was the last episode before the tell-all.
I was very excited.
You know, Kim at Cray Cray told me it was, and I was very excited.
It's not.
I texted her. I said, how many more, Kim? Anyway, y'all.
There's like two more, y'all.
Y'all, listen to 90 Day Cray Cray if you want more 90 Day. They're great.
We're like both banning ourselves,
it's
y'all,
because
it's
here.
Hot in here. Yeah.
It's hotter for me because I don't have holes in my shirt.
That's why I put this shirt on.
So, anyway, y'all listen to their podcast.
So
let's talk about Tom.
The first thing is, well,
He's the first one.
Let's just go quickly through this.
Get through this.
There is no reason this needs to be filmed.
No reason.
Zero reason.
And you know what?
And I'm not putting up with it, and I barely want to cover it.
This is fake as shit.
Yeah, it's totally fake.
Tom gives no fucks about her. He's already met a woman in Canada. He's going to go to Canada.
Named Shannon.
And fuck Shannon. And you know who really doesn't care about this, y'all?
Hammy.
Hammy. But you know what?
And Moon's over my...
Hammy gives no fucks. But you know what's happening? Hammy's getting paid, and he's got a gambling debt to pay off.
I was going to say, and Hammy, they asked Tom, they're like, do you have any friends? Any friends we
any
can call.
Any friends.
Doesn't matter how old they are in New York City.
And Hammy doesn't want to be around his third wife right now,
and,
so he's just out of there.
And Hammy performs. He's like, I know Tom. They haven't spoken in 20 years, probably.
Probably.
Although Hammy reads Tom for filth.
Because the producer told him to say it, but he
says,
did.
You know, you're still going to be looking for all these women when you're 50 or 60 and you're sad and lonely. And it was a savage read.
It was a savage read.
Anyway, so he's going to the airport, and he's... We kind of mentioned this, or Maddie mentioned it to me, and I was kind of appalled by it. This shirt he has on has a sequined skull on the back of it.
I don't get it.
And y'all, you can buy a lot of those in Glendale at the Galleria because Armenians love things like that.
They do.
And so they're always
they
buying shiny, lots of embroidery.
You've
it's a trait.
A lot of Armenians in Glendale. I have.
It's an ethnic group I enjoy
Armenians
having
have...
sex with. They're usually quite girthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a fat train coming to roost.
Uh-huh. It's like a Braunschweiger.
I don't know what that is, but it just sounds fat.
Braunschweiger. We used to get it in we used to buy it, and it was like almost like pate in like the Oscar Mayer aisle.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm trash. I just realized it, y'all. You ever have that moment that you're talking and you realize you're trash? I just had that moment.
You know what? It's so funny, but that just reminded me. We got a gift today.
Oh, yes.
So we just want to say thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole Weck.
Thank you so much.
Weck?
Wick, I believe.
Wick.
Nicole's not trash, but Marcel is. And she got us a gift from Anna and Marcel.
Now, we were about to tag them on Instagram, but we were reminded that we were horrible to
that
them.
That poodle talked about her moles.
And you may have
said
that
a horrible mother. Yeah.
You also may have said that the youngest was going to dance on a box at Mickey's.
And you said that the oldest was going to shoot up a school. So,
and
we
I
said
did name her moles and created voices for them.
And we said Marcel was human garbage.
Yeah.
So we didn't tag her, y'all. This is why we're not friends with people. But she said in the note, I'll have to listen to your podcast.
We're all like, no, don't.
Like,
no.
Please don't.
Yeah, y'all, we were savage with her.
Please don't.
At the end, I think I said I hate her more than most of the people on the show.
Because
what a terrible mother she was.
I hope Avery listens to our show, though. She needs it.
You mean Avery from this season?
Yes. Don't go back to him, Avery. Don't go back to Cold Mountain. Anyway, y'all. I used to say that every time Poodle would leave.
He's like, come back to me. Come back to Cold Mountain.
Anyway,
you'd usually be in your underwear and your glasses at the time.
It is.
When I would be leaving for the day.
We have a fucked up friendship.
Agreed. Agreed.
Anyway, y'all. So that's Tom. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit?
Do we talk about Darcy now or no?
No, let's just talk about it in order.
Okay.
Do you want to go on to... You're afraid of your voice being ruined?
It's fine.
All right. So Lisa and Usman, y'all... Now, Lisa's being specifically a very good Kondosaurus Rex for this episode. She was absolutely horrible.
So she's pissed off, y'all, because she doesn't have a divorce decree. So, y'all,
and that
she
Usman
calls
did
Pam.
Not-
She calls a Pam. She called Pam in HR. And said, Pam...
Isn't she the most pleasant person on the phone?
Pam was being nothing but lovely, but
yeah.
Lisa was like, just such a... She's not the most pleasant person on the phone!
And she was really awful.
She really looks like that woman from Throw Mama from the Train when she gets angry.
She was pretty awful. And then even though Pam helped her out and sent her the email of the divorce decree, Which for me, I assume a divorce degree is when you just go, I'm getting divorced.
Hear ye, hear ye. Poodle is done with John Smith's dick. He won't be fucking him anymore.
Wait, what was it?
He said he'll fuck him one more time, but that's it. Poodle is done with... He said just on Sunday nights, and then Poodle is done with John Smith's dick. Hear ye.
That's a divorce decree where I come from. And there is a small trumpet.
There is a small trumpet. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you ever get divorced, I'm going to do a decree for you.
I hope I have many divorces, actually.
I do, too. You need some alimony like nobody's business.
Right?
Right?
I don't want them to take any of my money, though. There's going to be a fuck it. Y'all, if I get married, there is going to be a prenup.
That's why we formed a trust of our shit, because that shit is locked up and key. No, your husband's not getting my money. Sorry. Anyway,
no, y'all,
I'm a law office bitch,
still.
I know.
I protect my money like anything. It won't be a big deal if I need to get a prenup. It will not be a deal at all.
It won't.
Because, y'all, money is separate from feelings. Let me say that again. Money is separate from feelings.
It is.
Yeah.
But a lot of people use money.
I agree.
Emotionally.
I agree.
So anyway, y'all, she emails her the decree. It's not a big deal. Lisa's really happy. Usman starts kissing her. He is so relieved.
This
everything is great.
Kissing is disgusting.
She literally
His face.
Kind of the way let's be honest, a gordita crunch.
Or like cheese fries.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The way. Or I eat any food, any like fast food in my car. Mm-hmm. I eat it like there's like a shot clock for expiration.
Yeah. Because we just don't, I don't want to see somebody see me eat it.
Exactly. Y'all, here's the thing, too. If you eat it in your car and you sit there and you throw it away in the dumpster outside, it does not count for fast food.
Doesn't count. It's
food
not calories.
That you ate in the car.
No
does
one
not
knows.
Count.
No one knows. Mm-hmm. We don't have issues with that at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
So she does say, I'm ready to take my bath. She's like,
well, so it's, anyway, we saw, I don't know if it was, she said, I'm going to take a bath. And then I need to relax as soon as possible. And then, you know, we just bought, instead of using Apple TV Sling app, which is shit, y'all, come at TiVo, because I know you're going to laugh, but TiVo should sponsor us, because...
They should.
TiVo has a new streaming, like 4K.
It is so much more helpful.
It's amazing. Everything is on one streaming thing. We highly recommend it. It's fantastic.
It's much easier with Sling to deal with.
And if you're watching Sling and 90 Day Fiancé, it integrates with Sling, and it's incredible.
It's easier to fast forward.
But also, our TiVo, I think from now on, our TiVo got a little bit, it kind of went a little staticky.
Yeah.
And then she said, I'm ready to relax. Let's roar, dog. But first, I need you to munch on that bunch. This is the American way. Munch on that bunch until you want
Stop!
Lunch.
Stop!
And if you don't come up for air, I don't care. Now get there until I tell you I want you to lick on that vulva.
And what I saw, too, the visual of that was like, you know how, like, you have that, like, visual of Jabba the Hutt and Princess Leia.
Yes.
It was exactly
very
Lisa.
Similar. Yeah.
And then like, Usman as Leia was bathing her.
And he looked great in a bikini.
Yeah.
Metal bikini.
And he had to raw dog her.
He did try to choke her, but that just made her come.
Oh, you're hitting the spot. Yeah.
That was our first Lisa Chandelier scream.
If Lisa had any redeeming qualities, Woo. We would not feel bad about what we'd just done to her.
She's not going to send us honey, so we don't even fucking worry about it.
No, but she's one of, I still say, she's the worst person. She may be the worst person.
You
there
know,
is nothing redeeming.
She's pretty redeeming. And the reason she shows her ass is, y'all, she... Oh, God, my voice.
Your voice is trash.
She comes up after and she's like, well, it was wonderful, but then I saw some things. And she takes him
no,
aside.
And this is the thing. She has been holding on to this. She's going to throw it in there for dramatic effect.
She, you know what's, I bet, really probably ironic? She probably went into this thinking, I'm going to look so good on this.
Yep,
I'm going to look so intelligent and so smart, and like I'm the woman who's telling him what he's just a
and
dumb
And she comes off
man.
Looking so ignorant.
Just stupid as yep. can be.
But she's like, who was that whore on your messenger?
So she's
who
really
was that whore?
Y'all, because this boils down to what happened in the first episode when we met them. Lisa does not understand.
Trust.
Trust. And she does not understand someone in an entertainment relationship.
No, and she doesn't understand social media at all.
It's like, look, if some guy who's from Nigeria messages me and he's shirtless and he's not wearing pants and he's like, hey, babe,
it's
how are you?
It's completely okay to trade dick pics.
I'm going to say, hey, babe, how are you?
Because you're both in the industry.
And my partner understands that. That's just normal, y'all.
Yeah.
Just normal.
Very normal.
But seriously, though, she just does not get it.
I liked when she started translating the emojis, and she's like, yeah, she's all like, I mean, love, 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 hot, hot, fuck me in my face.
Wow. That is what she did.
That hurt my voice.
That is what she did. She's like, and so she says, you want to be that player? You put that sad emoji on there. She wasn't even making sense.
Yeah. And then he basically said, I love you. And the thing about it is, you guys, I will say, it protects you if he goes, love you, winky face. Never say the phrase, I love you.
Or love ya.
Yeah.
Because I have had, like, men, like, even with this, be like, you're so great, I love your show, da-da-da. Like, gay men especially, like, love ya. And I'm like, I'll say, oh, thanks, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or I'll even think, like, thanks, hun. But it's not...
Yeah, but
you're just being nice to people.
And it may be that English is not his first language, so he's...
No.
Yeah.
It's that Lisa's a fucking idiot. Because Usman says, and he's right, he said, look, if you look at what she responded, she was this woman is upset at me for giving a white woman attention and not paying attention to her. So what does that tell you, Lisa?
Exactly. And he does say... Oh, baby, you got what I need. I say she's just a friend. I say she's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I... You got a disease down there.
Down there.
Anyway, so...
It's a good song. It's not really, but I
like it. It's not.
Anyway... She's not listening to him at all. She's just like, I looked on your messenger. I opened your phone and I see this shit. And I took a picture. And Usman is just quiet.
And he's like cool as a cucumber.
Cool.
Because he knows you can't even go with that where.
Yeah, she's like,
her.
I'm so fucking mad right now. I'm so fucking mad. It's like I'm on fire. It's like my vulva is burning.
No more
vulva. It's just
vulva.
Going out. It's just like.
That's her vulva. That's Speed Buggy, y'all. Which we talked about and we were told on Patreon that was Speed Buggy.
It's true.
I want to talk about the real red flag. And if someone ever says this to you guys, run away. Get up off the table and run away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm older than you. And I play this game better than you. And guess what? I will always win.
If you're in a relationship with someone that's in a competition at you, they need to process that. And that's a red
you
flag.
Need
you
to
are
leave.
Right.
Now, I might be thinking that, but I will never say it out loud.
This was, I think, what is gross about Lisa is kind of the vitriol that just came from her.
It's almost like she needs to be with Usman to humiliate him to get back at other men she's been with.
Because she says, you know, he's never had a woman who just read him and told him what is and educates him and stands up to
him.
So
she's like...
This is not standing up to
someone. She's trying to, like, process something from her past or, like, work through something.
Very, very angry. And she is trying to process that on him.
And we find out, shocking, she's been cheated on before.
Several times.
Shocking.
Shock. She even says to him, she says, you're not that big of a star. You're local talent. And we took offense to that because we're local talent.
We're definitely local talent.
Local talent. But
I am known all over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes. They know me in Atwater Village as that whore. And and I'm proud of it.
I'm known as, didn't I fuck her?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, but Usman says, he says, this was kind of like, he said, and I wondered if he would go more, but he stopped himself. Because y'all look, Usman doesn't love her. He just wants to go to the United States. But he says,
repeat it. He's like, is it worth it?
I'm doing a favor marrying you.
You know,
we saw like a glimpse of him almost lose it. And then he reeled it back in.
I'm going to do a direct quote of an Elisa quote. And it's, fuck you and the little boat you got.
I don't know what it means.
Does
that mean his dick's
little? I don't know.
I don't think it's big.
Come at us if you know, if you've heard that expression. Does that mean it's Central Pennsylvania? And the little boat you got.
Anyway, so, okay. So Usman gets up. He's like, I have to meet her. And then Lisa's just kind of like, she literally says such a great line where she's like, what does she say? She says, I'm leaving this, I'm going back to a fucking free country.
Land of the free, with some decent people.
So she really just giving Nigeria a shot.
She's such a fucking piece of trash.
She really is.
She's really awful.
He tries to talk to her
and
says,
redeeming.
Like, you're commanding me all the time. And she's like, it's called communication. If you put your dick up somebody's pussy, then go ahead. And anyway, he tries to explain this entertainer thing. She doesn't really get it. But then he says, basically he says, like, look, what about blending? You are not.
Right.
He calls her on it, says, this is about
blending
my culture and your culture.
She won't even do that.
And she shuts down like a child because she knows that he's right.
Yep.
And she's not doing it at all.
Yeah, it's really awful.
She's gross.
I agree.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like, again, you guys, I don't know if we've had, we haven't seen all the seasons, obviously, but I don't know if we've seen an American who has been this reluctant to give up anything.
Yeah.
And say, you need me.
So do you feel sorry for Usman?
I think he's been super transparent with what he, this is transactional for him.
You mean at the last quote when he says, I still want to marry her because going to the U.S. is very important to me.
I think it's
But he doesn't
all,
know she's worth it.
I think it's all transact. I feel sorry for him because he has to fuck that pussy. I should have said anything.
Baby.
That's what it sounds like when she opens her legs. Y'all.
I know those lips are loose. Just move them to the side and just put back in.
No more. No.
It's
people
okay.
People are turning off the podcast when you talk about her vag lips.
Vulva.
I like it that people are wanting to send you diagrams. What an actual vagina.
I don't know what it is, y'all.
That's all I've got about that train wreck.
Well, let's just get rid of my voice altogether and move on to my heart.
She's doing Mask with Aniko and Aspen.
This is literally three sentences, which is shocking, you know, for Darcy.
And I gotta say, if there's one thing that you're trying to do with empowering your daughters, maybe it not be a beauty treatment about how you look. But maybe it's the only thing she knows.
I think it's the only thing she knows. And I think that just in our culture is what a lot of women do. I don't know if it's like...
I mean, I honestly, she's not going to read Simone de Beauvoir with the daughters.
You're so fucking pretentious today.
Feminine Mystique. Or not that's Betty for Dan.
Wow.
Who did Simone? What did Simone do? People are screaming. But they're not going to breed Betty for Dan together.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think it's that deep. I think face mask, getting your nails done, those are things you just like to be pampered.
I get
more
it.
More the pampering
I
thing.
Feel like,
it's not like she's saying, let's go get lip injections. But, that will happen when they're 30.
But she's talking to her daughters, and her daughters are putting on things to make them pretty. That's what I'm saying. I just feel like...
We don't know. She could have said, like, because I enjoy good masks, because not to make my skin look, but to just have clean pores.
Because you're shallow.
But to have clean pores, to clean out, for my skin to glow, you know.
I'm saying if you had nieces. You don't have nieces.
Look, what's Darcy going to talk about?
Exactly.
She's not going to be like,
that's a
did
good
you
point.
Watch the Cosmos? Let's talk about it. She's not going to say that.
Can we talk about the last episode of This Is Us, yeah. please?
Oh, she watches This Is Us.
And she cries her
She's
eyes
just
out.
She's like,
why won't he go back to work? Jack died.
Jack died?
That's
I'm
the
not
first
caught
season.
Up.
That's in the first season.
I'm kidding.
So you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Y'all, so anyway, they basically said, she's saying her all her Instagram quotes of, you know, I'm living a good life.
New chapter. Living a good life. Ever since the break, Tom's out of my picture. I got my girls by my side.
And the girls were like, Mom, you kind of look a Barbie. And she's like, Mom is Barbie. And I was like, if Barbie has been made in an actual plastic factory,
literally,
she's got more plastic than
that
Barbie.
That made Darcy feel so loved when
I
they
know.
Said that.
They know how to talk to her.
They do. It was a little bit of like, I guess this is normal. We don't have, we don't have a mother and daughter relationship per se. Although you didn't. But although our mothers have talked to us about their dating lives.
Oh, yeah. So not I guess, mine. No. Mine when she was young. Yeah.
So I guess that's normal for moms to talk to their daughters about their dating lives.
It's not normal for you, for your mom, to talk about her dating life as her gay son.
Y'all, I had to get her out of that second marriage. That's all I could do. But I got it. You know why?
Because I always win.
I always win. You know, I think it's time for us to take a little break.
Oh, it is. You know why? Or I guess, are we done with Darcy?
Yes, I am.
You know what happened, y'all? He literally took the last sip of his drink, and now he's ready to take
I gotta do cameos,
button.
Y'all.
All right, we'll see y'all in a second.
All right.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I'm looking at my phone, it's my notes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get back. Y'all, we just had a little break. I just refreshed my drink a bit. I still have to do 13 fucking cameos. Someone's texting on their phone, even though they told me they were only looking on their phone for their notes.
I was telling you to fuck off.
Let's go on to Ash and Avery.
Ash and Avery. So, you know, this was a lot of segments of them, but at the same time, not a ton of stuff happened.
Yep. And really I will say, you guys, the biggest part of the show was Jeffrey and Varya, which we don't cover. And we're a little upset because we did see that big reveal of Varya flying to meet him.
That was amazing. We totally think it's fake, but it was at least... Maybe they wanted her to come.
Yeah, but we're not going to cover it though.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad we're not covering it because I don't want to waste breath on that basically misogynist abuser.
But maybe if you're so quick to get a girlfriend, maybe it has to do with the fact that you're a raging homosexual with weird nipple tattoos.
I agree.
And moving on. Speaking of someone who's not a homosexual but still just as weird, let's talk about Ash and Avery.
I will say, I'm not. He's got a hot body, y'all.
Bad hair, but a hot body.
I will say, everything in my head would be saying, turn away from this person. Don't talk to this person.
No, everything in your head would be saying, turn around, bend your ass over and stick it up your ass, and you never turn around.
Turn around. Every time I feel a bit of bone,
turn into fucking your ass. Turn around. Big ass. Every time. Sorry, we can't. It's too much.
Anyway, y'all. So,
and I need you now tonight.
Will you fuck me?
And I need you more than ever.
Ever.
And if we're holy tight, we'll be holding down forever.
And we'll only be making it right.
And we'll never be wrong. Together we can make it till the end of the night. Your love is like a... Why did we become British?
I don't know. Let's move on.
That song is too long.
It's a very long song. Y'all, don't ever try to sing that karaoke because people will get bored and go to the bar.
Please don't.
That's
please
like when I
don't.
Sang It's All Coming Back to Me by Celine Dion, the extended version for karaoke once. And I was like, even I'm bored.
It was people left. Some people came back. Then left again.
I ended it well. Baby.
Oh God.
Anyway, y'all.
So Ash and Avery. So they're they wake up in the morning. They were talking. We don't know what happened because Ash was wet and wearing a towel. So we basically had to rewind that like three times. But basically, she they're gonna go see Tosh, so she talked to him. Basically, the two things she talked about, she said, one, this is a big deal to see on that. Mm-hmm. You want to take your son to America. She's not cool with it, like,
and he looked so caught.
He did look caught,
yeah,
because he was like blinking a lot.
Yep.
He does kind of look like that shrunken head from Beetlejuice sometimes.
I
when
think
he's
that
scared.
May be his Graves' disease. But
oh, is that what it is?
Let's look the
I
other
just
way.
Meant like his expression in the hair.
Yeah, it's still not helpful.
Yeah, because you never said anything about him.
So you guys, he basically says things like, "I was trying to find the positivity in this," and Avery's like, "No," and shut this down. There's a big difference between trying to be positive and seeing the realism in something and trying to be realistic. And that's been his problem from the beginning.
And what she did that was so... It was
y'all,
good.
She's the hero of this season.
She is.
Her and Erica's parents.
Y'all,
the heroes of this season.
Let's just smoke a doobie with her and hang out. Although I don't do doobies because I get paranoid. But Poodle does, and he just gets
you don't
free.
Do them
I
don't think you do them enough. That's
he
the thing.
Gets free with himself and just wants to fuck things. That's like, what happens when Poodle
like
does
any drug.
Yeah. But any drug
I get
Poodle
real
gets,
handsy.
He gets real handsy. You don't
yeah,
want to be
around.
It's
best not to do drugs with me.
So anyway,
unless you're gonna fuck me.
Yeah, but she does something that's really smart. She doesn't have to do this, but she's already in a gross way. What I see adapting to him is that she says, tell me when something's realistic and I can help you and we can kind of face it together. Because that's Ash's thing is he doesn't want to ever be wrong and alone. Wrong and alone. It's all my fault. I'm going to lose you.
Yeah. And
I need you.
If he tells someone something they don't want to hear, they will leave them. They will leave him.
Yeah. So when she said that, he was totally responsive, which geared him, lubed him up. Because then the second time when she said, and by the way, You told me you got divorced a long time ago, and that was just a year ago.
Yes, I lied, basically.
I was kind of shocked he said that. Yeah,
I was too, because she lubed him up. You're right. I want to say the first thing she confronted him on was he said he actually, he's like, you know, Sian was very upset when you said, you know, she would, you know, taking Taj would ruin her life. And he's like, well, and she threw her under the bus. He threw her under the bus by saying, you know, she changed her mind. She was all on it. I seriously thought that.
No, yeah. No.
And you guys, what you do if you do, if you are a sociopath, you blame everyone else for problems that aren't yours.
Because he even said, that's not what happened, but oh well, like I'll be the bigger person and take the fault anyway.
Yep. And I will say, he is really adept at hiding it.
Oh,
he is really good at hiding who he is.
Run, Avery, run.
So anyway,
hard to argue with him when he's wet and shirtless.
Exactly. He does even say, you know, we weren't trying to hide anything, trying not getting divorced. We just never got around to it. There's a theory, and I've been a lot of people have been Instagram messaging me about this, that his message or his marriage to Sian was a green card marriage to get to Australia.
Oh.
And they just stayed together because it was comfortable. And
now he's trying to go to
now
America.
Now he's trying to go to America.
Because you're living in America.
At the end of the... keep singing. I was going to do the harmony.
At the end of the millennium.
Boom, boom, boom. You're what you are. You're flat. That's okay.
You were sharp.
Y'all, by the way, Rent Live, that was the worst presentation of this song because they just crowd surfed.
It was bad.
You don't break the fourth wall like this.
They picked the wrong drag queen to be in that show, too. Sorry.
It's true. It was awful. Awful.
Because they can sing this season. Gigi Good can sing. And
yeah. And I love, why am I forgetting her name?
Really love her, don't you? Loved her so much. This season?
No, the one who did it. Yeah, you don't know either. Wow.
The queen who put the mask over her face.
Not Tatiana.
People
are screaming. Y'all, people are screaming at their...
Y'all, we don't remember that queen's name.
Wow. Ouch. Ouch.
It's like Varia or Vanya or Tanya or Lori.
It's not Tatiana.
Or Courtney or...
Let's move on.
Seabreeze.
Anyway, y'all.
Anyway, so that's what happened. So they go see Ash. It all goes well. They go skip
Thank God the suitcase that they brought was laid down in the car this time.
It's
it
true.
Really bothered well, us in the last back. One. Yeah.
Did you used to skip rocks as a kid? They're skipping rocks.
My dad taught me.
Oh, my grandpa taught me.
Oh,
I loved that.
Wow,
that was really it. I love skipping rocks, though.
There was a big joke. Ash had a lot of like, yes, look how well I know my son. He does this and this, and it was like trying to act like a person.
He's like, not great.
Remember that time when I was feeding ducks and there was the sign that said, don't feed the ducks? Wasn't it so funny?
It was weird.
And then he's like, you know what I really love? When he like holds you and he clasps you and it's like really kind of too hard. But that's the thing that makes me think that
he thinks he loves me.
Yeah. I want to say also that Avery has a beautiful child and that child that could be a model.
Jake striking out. That baby is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Avery is a good person, y'all. It is really hard on her to see how much Ash and his son get along together and know that
it's
she
really
would be
hard.
The
yep.
reason that Ash would leave
She's a good person. I think so.
Avery, I would have a beer with you.
I think she's gullible, though. I think she...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you wouldn't be either if you were her age and it looked like Ash... Think about the choices you've made with men when you were in your late 20s as you drink your vodka.
Hey, Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
So anyway, she's hoping to get engaged, but she doesn't feel like it's time. Y'all, it's not going to happen.
Is there really one more real episode and then there then the tell-all?
This is two more episodes. So y'all, come at us if
it's
you know.
It's probably one more episode than the tell-all.
I think it's two more episodes than the tell-all.
Oh, my God.
Because this tell-all is not going to be one hour tell-all.
We may get through a whole season with no one being together.
Unless they do 3-hour tell-all like they did, which almost killed us.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
Remember when they did that?
Yes. Awful. Awful. But there's no one in this season I like. No one.
Well, we like Avery.
She's the one. Then there's Erica's parents.
You know, the couples really are just like...
awful. Awful.
One by, are any of them going to be together?
No.
Oh, my iPad dad.
No. None of them are together.
I think.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Also, Avery's in Texas somewhere. And we don't think she's with Ash.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Alyssa told us that. Alyssa does our sissy shout-outs and does the graphics.
Okay, where is this?
I'm done with those two, and I can move on to... I'm not familiar. There's not a ton about this, y'all.
Because there's just not a ton there, bless her heart.
There hasn't been a ton there this whole season.
No, there's not. Oh, good. For a second, I thought I deleted my notes, and I went, that's going to be a bad show.
So, Yolanda has learned the photos were stock photos.
She has.
She still wants to meet him. She still wants to go to England, y'all. The motherland for white people.
She is... Somebody wants to believe what they want to believe.
Yep.
And... I had a little bit of sympathy with her in that this is what happens when people are caught in this lie, and that she says it might be fake to everyone else, but she really believes our plans are real.
Yeah, and I also said, and the producer asked her, are you still in love? And she said, yes. And then she said, a lot of this can still be true, and this is the key. The magic of love is wonderful.
That's what she was looking for, y'all.
True. And I went, there we are, everybody. She's looking for the notebook. And we all know the notebook isn't, say it with me,
real. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full.
Put it in the right key. Go ahead.
Da 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 da. Besides, I'm able to see. Did someone's dog get fucked? Carl?
Woo!
Did that Doberman down the street sit on something? I don't know, baby.
I need to jerk off, Carl.
Y'all, that is I Fell in Love with Love.
From Boys from Syracuse.
From the Boys from Syracuse. Who wrote that, Poodle?
Rodgers and Hart.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you
Great
go.
Great tune.
But that is, she fell in love with love.
She fell in love with love.
And you know, because she says, it's so weird. She said, our plans are real. I know he loves me. And then she says, I just want to ask him about some truths, who he is.
And as she says before, I think he Williams.
I think he's Williams.
I'm not familiar.
Y'all, and then her going back and forth.
Oh.
Which
we still think this apartment, by the way, is fake.
Which
there's
nothing
in this apartment that looks like she lives there.
Totally fake. Also, we want to. This is probably time for our first 90 Day Gays Theater.
Okay,
I'm going to be playing the role of Yolanda. Poodle is going to be playing the role of the Williams, and this is going to be a text exchange that we will read in a dramatic fashion, even though it wasn't done this way on the show.
Okay.
So, I'm Yolanda. I'm picking up my phone. I'm texting. Williams. Is you real?
The Williams.
You real, the Williams?
I don't know why you do not talk to me. Sorry, I should do this better. I do not know why you talk to me in, I am definitely not Nigerian.
I love your English accent, Williams. Is you gonna show me your face? I'll show you me.
How do I know you are really Yolanda?
Here's a picture of my pudding nanny. That's real. Don't tell the kids. I'm sending my pussy pics.
I do love your jello pudding pop, Yolanda.
You like my vulva too?
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Because I am a gay man and do not understand a woman's vagina.
Show me a picture of you, the Williams. You're so crazy.
And scene. That's exactly how it. That's how it played out on our TiVo, y'all.
Yeah,
TiVo.
Y'all.
By the way, TiVo stream sponsor of the 90 Day Gays. It's not.
You should be.
Y'all. We want free TiVo. Tweet at them and tell them to sponsor us.
Y'all.
Them and White Claw will come around eventually.
The fact that he is only paying attention to her when it suits him. And she's never gonna see the truth in this.
No,
the kids are right. The kids are gonna have to take possession of her phone.
The kids are all right, but Yolanda's not.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Anyway. And in the end, she's like, "I still want to go to England to see him." The
producer says, "Are you still in?" Of course, she is the gay male producer. He's like, "Are you still in love with him?" And she's like,
"Maybe."
This has been the absolute god-awful storyline this
season.
My
heart is telling me to trust him and hear him out.
It has been the most obvious catfish. And save David, which we're going to get to later.
Yes.
Which there's a lot to unpack there.
There's a lot to unpack there.
But before we do that, let's go to Ed and Rose. There's nothing happens, you guys. This storyline is dead. Rose left.
Rose is like, peace the fuck out.
Ed is like roaming around. And we were so happy when we saw what Rose did last week.
It was great. It was one of the best moments of 90 Day Fiancé history. So Ed thinks, I'm going to go back to my room and talk to Rose.
And I'm sure
I can talk to her. So he goes back in the room.
She gone, bitch.
She's gone.
Ooh.
What went wrong?
I'll tell you what went wrong. You basically told her you got your tubes tied.
Yeah, that's it.
And you knew she wanted to have a baby.
That's it.
Then he puts his suitcase on the bed like a fucking savage.
And then, again, that's when he starts to get teary-eyed.
But it's all about him. It's all about him.
Well, I don't know if people, again, I think this could be the new TiVo. But our TiVo stream got a little statically. And did anybody else see? He opened up that mini fridge and there was a tub of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. He took it out, got on the bed, started sobbing, and then just started masturbating and crying and say, it'll never happen. And then he still couldn't come. They just sobbed.
I went to the bathroom during that because I would have never wanted to see Ed's penis.
I can't unsee it. I didn't see that.
I'm very disturbed right now.
It looked like, as you said, an acorn in an almond's nest.
No, I said an acorn in an almond in a bird's nest.
That's what you said. Whose penis did you say that about?
I don't know. Bird's nest almond. Whose did I say that about? Oh, Tim's.
Tim.
Yeah, it's a small penis. Bird's nest almond, y'all. Tim.
Where were you when you first heard about an almond in a bird's nest? Let us know at 90 Day Gays on Twitter and Instagram. But yes, he made it. So after he masturbated and then licked the butter off of his face and put it in his hair.
Stop.
He did. He said.
He becomes acting the victim.
I failed again.
Yeah.
Not I hurt her. What did I do to her?
But he's trying to get sympathy.
All I failed. This is like, were you winning, Ed?
Yeah.
Were you winning?
This is all a pity party.
And then he said all of this. And then in the end, I get nothing.
Yeah, and he's like, raising my daughter was the best thing. I guess that's all I have to look forward to.
Does he think we're going to like feel sorry for him?
He said, but I wanted to believe this is real, but I was wrong. No, it was real. Rose wanted to be fucking real about this.
Can we go through his missteps? I just want to tick through these.
He is gross.
Number one, he basically said, you need to be more Western.
You need to be more Western.
You need to leave your family that mm-hmm. we went to, and you're going to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
Your son, I'll kind of support him a little bit, but only I don't really want another child.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to have any more children.
No.
And your breath stinks.
And I can't even stay in your house where you live every day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even sleep there or be there.
Right. So, y'all, it's fun to act the victim.
So, Ed, I hope you don't listen to our show, but if you do...
Fuck off. If you do, you're a piece of shit.
Ed, I hope that you see this, that you realize you're a selfish person and you need to go to therapy.
He won't see that at all.
Why don't you send a sticker to yourself that says, I need to love me or something?
I think he's fine with that. He just has no perspective.
He doesn't.
Anyway, there was a great song at the very end of the Big Ed scene that said, it doesn't really matter anymore. And that was actually by
a really great
Filipino songwriter.
Oh, wow.
Named Driz Drizdofferson.
Oh, mm-hmm. Of the Drizzes.
Yes.
Yes.
The brother of Jizz Drizdofferson.
Jizz Drizdofferson is a Filipino porn actor.
Yes. And
huge, y'all.
Yeah, he's huge. He's just literally.
Like, he sprays literally. Like a sprinkler.
All over everybody. That's all I got about those two.
That's all I got about those two, y'all. Okay.
Shall we go on to Erica and Stephanie?
Stephanie and Erica.
Ugh. This is just, I feel like this is the same fight over and over again.
Yep, that's everything. It's just a record.
All it's been changed is like kangaroos.
The circle, it goes up and down. And
yeah,
the
but that song is at least
ponies go round and round. We're captured in a hurricane.
A carousel of
sand. That's what I said.
So y'all,
So Erica's like, well, I took a cab 3 hours back to the town I got to fly out of. I fly out tomorrow. Fuck this.
So, but basically, Stephanie broke
or
up
Stephanie
with her.
Stephanie says it. So Stephanie broke up with her. And so, I'm sorry, Stephanie takes the cab back. She goes
Stephanie goes somewhere else.
She
and
leaves.
Erica drives
3 hours
uh-huh.
to have kind of this final talk, which...
At the Three Monkeys restaurant.
Which, and not in a bad way, but Erica kind of pulls a Jesse, where she's like, I just drove 3 hours to tell you, fuck off.
Yep.
I'm done with you, girl.
I don't love this either.
This was they asked her to, because there was no point of Erica being there. Stephanie was kind of talking, and Erica was just, like she said in the confession, she was like, I'm just fucking
done.
She's
finally done. Yeah.
But here's a problem, too, is that they say even in the testimonial, she's like, I'm just fucking done. I don't want to talk about this anymore, but my family, all my friends know about this. And then Stephanie immediately, and this is their pattern perfectly. Stephanie immediately jumps in with, yeah, but I go back and I can't tell fucking anybody about this, and
right.
I just have to hold it all inside.
Who's the bigger victim?
Who's the bigger victim? And also, y'all, I'm going to say something controversial.
Oh, God.
But Erica says, I came out for you. I went out on a limb for
don't
you.
Don't do that for another person.
I did all this stuff for you, and you did nothing for me. I have to say, Erica, I was you when I was in my 20s, Erica, and it's called doing things for other people.
You were
and
awful
you
about
need
this.
To fucking stop doing that.
But also, like, but that's
doesn't
that's,
make you happier.
But that's her thing.
No, but it is. That's what I'm saying. That's her thing, and that is not on Stephanie at all.
No,
Stephanie did not ask her to come out to her parents. Right? I'm right. Like Erica chose to do all this.
Right.
Y'all,
but she thought it would make Stephanie happy.
But I was that person. I would do all these things for people thinking, well, this will be nice for me to do. And no one ever...
Like a certain person's wedding.
Nobody ever asked me to do it.
That's
just
true.
For them became
you were,
expected.
And you tried to get... you were trying to be the best friend. You were trying to be the best at... Because you have a problem with trying to be the best at things.
It's not really... No, it's not the best. for me, it's trying to be
liked.
It's trying to be liked. It's not anything to do without being the best. I'm not competitive in sports.
It's so funny,
that it's being liked.
We're like the opposite that way. I don't give one shit.
Probably sometimes to your detriment. You've became more empathetic though as you've got. No,
I
but
have.
I truly believe God.
But empathy is different than being liked.
But I believe
empathy is way
100% God put us together for a reason, because I think we have learned from one another.
I agree.
Because I know the reason why I don't overgive to people is because I had this bitch telling me to send that yoga bitch home.
Stop doing this.
Exactly.
I would say, what are you going to do for this? It's not going to do anything for you.
I have other friends too. My friend Nico helped me a lot too. But I mean, so listen to your friends that are friends. Do things for your friends that are appreciative of it and give back to you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Figure out who those friends are, y'all, who are with you just for some, for things you can give them.
I hope Erica realizes this, because it's going to be a long road if not.
Yeah. Because
I was a man of honor in many a wedding before I got fucked over. Like four.
God, I remember that wedding.
The way they ended this was fucking cold.
Oh, yeah. I will say one thing. When Erica is back at her house, and she says, right when they end it, she's like, I don't give a fuck anymore. She's like, well, I guess we're going to be miserable. And Stephanie's like, reach out if you ever want to talk. And Erica just leaves.
Stephanie just leaves.
Yeah, that's
Erica
what I mean.
Erica sits at the table. Erica just sits there drinking her coffee.
Like sucking her Irish coffee.
And that was the one thing about me too, and I'm still like this, but when I am done, I am done.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't care if you got a 10-inch dick. It's not going to rule. Lure me back in.
10-inch dick will get me back.
Remember, y'all. Hear ye, hear ye. Poodle just brought to my attention. He's going to fuck John Smith again on the regular.
On the reg.
Because his penis... Hear ye, hear ye. Poodle is divorcing John Smith because he just met a man named Darnell Jones.
With a 9-inch herb.
Who knew that your divorce decrees would become such a thing?
So Erica's back at home wearing a unicorn hoodie.
A lot.
Rip Taylor would say, I think that's a bit much.
Paul in
from
like,
heaven.
Really? Honey? Yeah.
Anyway, and she's talking to her mom, and y'all,
Jane.
Mom is the best mom, and the mom, and it's not like the mom who's like, well, she should have done that to you. The mom doesn't take up. The mom is like, just wanted to listen. She's like, I'm sorry that happened. And I'm glad you can come to me
like,
about
you're
it.
She's like, you're a wonderful giving person. Yeah. That's what people love about you. I just thought, how would this gone if you went to Mother Poodle for advice?
Okay. You want to play me? And I'll play Mother Poodle.
Sure.
All right. Here
all
we go.
Right. And clue, cue, intro music.
Hi, Mama.
Hey, Jake. Hey, Jaybird. What you need?
Mama, I done broke up with a girl. Okay, it was a boy, Mama, but I know you don't mind. But I broke up, and we're having relationship issues.
Well, God, what'd he do for you? You're perfect. So he must have been out of his mind.
Thank you, Mama. I did everything for him. I did so much stuff. I gave and gave. I mean, I came out to you and Paul and
well,
everything.
You must not have. Something must have gone wrong.
What?
I mean, you know, I raised you the best I could. I raised you to be strong.
So I messed up?
You coming to me right now tells me you better get out there and you need to go out there and tell him you're right, son. You gotta be the one who wins.
Mama, why are you holding me so tightly?
I told you. People who come from me win.
Y'all, Southern stories in sad.
They do.
And scene.
They do.
I like that Mother Poodle theater.
Yeah, and really intense.
Dark for you because you got to channel some
shit. Yeah, Mother Poodle would have gone in and she would have told me that person was wrong, but she would have said, she's not worth you.
And
like you were dumb to date them in the first place?
Yes. Yes.
Why would you have wasted your time on trash?
Exactly.
Wow.
I knew something was wrong.
As we know, Mother Poodle is judgmental. As some of you just started a thread in her Swissy Squad, come at me if you were a bastard. Because that's what Mother Poodle is. We appreciated that, Crystal.
Yeah, Mother Poodle still uses the original terminology of bastard.
And then... Do-do-do-do-do.
Wow. I love Lana.
Yet. y'all, it's her. It's Lana.
Y'all, Lana's real. I still have some and I actually reached out to my cousin Olga.
We've heard nothing.
I sent a raven. And the raven came back without one leg, so I assume she's still alive.
She's in times right now. Yeah, she's tough.
That's a signal to me to let me know that she's still
there.
The
raven did smell like cigarettes, so that's a good sign too.
She's a smoker, y'all.
She's a smoker.
Likes Parliament Unfiltereds.
Because this is some shit that Lana is pulling on David.
Wow.
So first
is
off,
it not?
We find out a little bit about Lana and her life. She's Svetlana, but...
She loves makeup.
Few people call me Lana, equally David. She's 28.
I cannot wait to try makeup.
There's probably so much makeup in America. Producer says, tell me about your past relationships.
Silence.
I do not have a lot. I have not met a worthy... rich man. I mean, men.
And even the producers, like, answered the question. Like,
well,
what
was later,
yeah.
What did she ask? What was the question when she said, answer the question?
What's been your relationship when meeting people on the site?
Oh.
Silence. Silence,
just
y'all.
Just didn't even answer
y'all,
it.
Y'all, Lana's a sketch. Lana's a sketchy bitch.
And then we see pictures of that Lana received whenever she met David.
And they're much younger.
They're old. And you, it really, I didn't feel sorry for David to begin with, y'all, because yeah. We've seen he's girth. But y'all,
this
pictures
was like
of
time
him
in,
all
like
traveling.
1985.
In front of Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
He's selling. He is wanting to be bought just as much as she is.
Agreed.
Oh, y'all, he yawned and he's only through his second vodka. We got to end this show so he can do his fucking drunk cameos.
So, y'all, and she basically says, in Las Vegas, you get married in 24 hours. She's already thinking about how she can get to the U.S.
She's already thinking. Once that 2 years happens, she is out.
And her friend calls her and the friend's like, how old is he? And she's like, oh, he is like worldly. He is older, and she's like, he's attractive. She's like,
is he rich?
Hopefully, he will bring you gifts.
Yeah, he'll bring you gifts. Is he rich? She's like, he does okay.
Anyway, the question that the producer asks is, does the site pay you for socializing? Silence.
Silence.
Yeah.
Silence.
Silence.
Y'all, that makeup she's buying ain't cheap.
No.
Not cheap.
And then they flash into him, like they're meeting again, and he's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Giggling. I mean, like
and
Yolanda.
Like, touching her behind, and they're filming it.
Great,
and, like,
for the cameraman.
He's like grabbing
or woman.
All over her body.
The cinematographer, like, focused in on the hand.
Yeah.
And he's just rubbing her like she's a genie in a bottle and he's waiting for a wish.
And then she's
she doesn't even hug him back.
No.
And she's just like, no arms.
She's completely flabbergasted by all this. And she's like, I feel like he's my soulmate. And she's like, except his coat.
Well, no, she said, I feel like he's my soulmate, kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
But then she said, except
his
coat.
Y'all, that coat is some Matrix leather, like Wilson's leather goods shit.
Oh, that's some American men's warehouse stuff from like 1989.
Yeah, awful, awful, awful.
You know, Lee Daniels used to wear a coat like that. He also used to call me sissy boy and hit me in the arm.
Lee Daniels, as in the guy who did...
I went to school with the Lee Daniels.
You
His
mean
name was
not
Lee...
the black guy?
No. This was like one of those white kids who grew up in fifth grade. He was like 5'11". You know those that go really tall?
Yeah, really tall.
He's just a bully. Lee Daniels. That was his. I wonder if he's alive.
I wrote down that this is how you, this illustrates how we make up things that we need them to be true. Because he basically said, you know, she, all the other things is fake now, or everything that
every excuse she had doesn't matter because she's here now.
Because she's here now.
Lana stands by it all.
I really did have nephew's hockey
and
tournament.
She also had health problems, and her brother died
and
once.
My brother is dead. Thank you for bringing
and she
it
was
up.
And she did not go to the restaurant
because she's like,
I changed my mind.
I changed. Master.
Yep, I agree. She's like Evelyn.
Oh, she is.
Yep.
Y'all come at us watching at our gay Toronto as we're doing the other way
the
right
other
now.
Way. We're doing toe.
We are. Evelyn and Corey and
Laura,
Jiggy Jiggy and
Jihoon
Aladdin,
and Devin.
Jihoon and Devin. Oh, it's good.
There's so much.
It's a good season.
Yeah, it's
we're
a good
having
season.
Fun with it.
That's all I've got about
That's
this season.
That's all that I have for this season.
This episode.
This not season. We've still got two more.
God damn.
So many more. So
should we do our
many.
Patreon props?
Let's
or not
do
Patreon.
Our Patreon props.
No, we are.
Let's do our sissy shout outs.
Sissy shout outs.
Let's do that. Okay, great.
What are we on?
Let me look. Let me look. Give them the old. Do, 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 do.
Razzle dazzle them.
You have so many cameos to do tonight. Come at cameo.
Heather Torres
Jake.
Says, can I get an update on Jake Anthony's drunken shenanigans? I got a cameo waiting to be delivered. Psst. Save mine to last and rub Anna's honey all over your naked body.
Wow.
I think hers might need to be special.
Please don't
I'm
get
gonna
us,
show my nipple.
Please don't get us fired. Please from this job. I enjoy
There's
it.
There's a guy named Leonard Perkins who just oh God, he's hot. I think
you know what, close your phone off. Okay.
I think he's probably a catfish.
We're on X and Y and we can't pick Perla.
Good God.
We can't pick Perla X and we can't pick Andrea Young.
Okay.
So X and Y. Oh, this is always hard.
X is hard.
X and X. You know what? I just read this.
Do you want to go X first?
I just want to say shout out to Lee Garrison who just said, and because there's a lot of people. Y'all, she's having to return to her work building tomorrow because that's starting to happen for people. And she's,
it is.
Some people are happy. Some people are depressed. Some people are scared about it. And I just want to say,
we
are there for you. Listen to our show, hopefully to take your mind off things and cheer you up. And come at us in our Facebook group, The Sissy Squad, because we will support you. Because other people are going through it.
I have an X.
Great. I will do a Y. Go ahead then, Poodle.
This is...
Oh, God. I'm already worried. I'm so worried.
This is her name is this goes is a sissy shout out to Jimena Guerta Ladina. Jimena Guerta Ladina. Y'all, Jimena with an X.
Yes.
Like Ricky season. Jimena. Jimena loves nothing more than going out to dinner.
Oh, good. This is going to be a not gross one. Good for you.
But her favorite thing is asking the server. She'll not find anything on the menu that she likes. Mm-hmm. Saying, can you just make me this? Can you give me some pasta with some sauce on it and some anchovies? That's a thing for her.
Oh, no.
And sometimes that's okay. It's okay at Chili's. You don't go to a fine dining restaurant. And she literally got in a fight with a server who's like, no substitutions. You can't do this. And you know what she did, though?
Oh, no.
The server was a woman, and she just started gently kissing this woman.
You know,
and
I thought this was going to be a
nice
one.
I don't want you to interrupt
one.
Me, please. And then her... The guy she was on a date with, Jimena, of course, started filming it. And it became this whole series of, like, restaurant-specific girl-on-girl porn.
Wow.
And then
out of the corner, we had like artichokes, and they start rubbing food on each other. She takes like a whole thing of grits,
ugh,
smears it on her body, y'all, then starts feeding her tomatoes.
Oh, God.
Like, just in segments. And it becomes the dirtiest food sex you've ever seen. I'm not into it. Certain people are. And then just about as they're about to get to climaxing, someone brings out flan, and she dives her head into it, takes a mouthful of flan, puts it in the other girl's vagina, and all of a sudden you've got flan pussy. You're looking at me and judging me. And she eats it out of her pussy.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
And then...
Oh, God.
And then they both climax. And guess what? The restaurant gets an A rating.
I'm so sorry,
that
Alyssa.
That was a really, really terrible one.
Wow,
anyway,
Jimena. Wow.
What's your why?
My why is, why the fuck am I here? That's my why. Y'all, my sissy shout out goes to Aaron Taco.
Okay.
Taco with a K. Taco.
So Yako.
Boy, you're really on par tonight, aren't you? Aaron Yako. Y'all, Aaron Yako, she's a beautiful girl, beautiful couple, beautiful boyfriend.
I'm glad you've stared at her picture. Y'all, it's
no, look, she's beautiful.
It's so creepy the way he looks at you.
No, I like to check out people.
It's so creepy.
Maybe if you actually looked at people, you wouldn't have horrible stories to tell.
I preferred my own creativity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so y'all.
And so would they.
I'm not going to be gross and disgusting like you. Y'all.
Good to know.
Aaron's into Care Bear sex. She likes to dress up as
Care Bear stare.
She dresses up as Sunshine Bear and makes her boyfriend dress up as Grumpy Bear.
Bedtime Bear, because that's when you fuck.
It's my story, so why don't I just say Grumpy Bear?
All right.
Because she's Sunshine Bear.
I was Bedtime Bear for Halloween once.
That's fucking gay. That is
my
gay.
My mother made the costume.
Wow. So anyway, before you co-opt this story even more.
Mother Poodle really wanted to help me.
Anyway, she's Sunshine Bear and he's Grumpy Bear because she tries to cheer him up by staring him. And by staring him, it means she really likes her to do a bear dance where she just puts on the costume and she just dances around him but doesn't do anything sexual. She's just to tease for him.
Okay.
He gets really into that. Y'all, she is just one of those people who really got into art at a very young age.
Okay, this is going nowhere.
So, no, because that's where she liked the Care Bears and it was animated. So she watched the anime. She started drawing
pictures.
How is
that art?
And then she realized that she could draw art on her hair. And it happened because she loves...
That's crazy.
She loves getting her hair that ombre. It's always really beautiful. But
yeah.
One day her stylist... Her stylist Shirley was out of the office, so she had this guy named, what was his name?
Cletus.
Don. Don did her, he fucked up her ombre, and so she said, you know what, I'm just going to draw Care Bear art on my hair. And so now, that's how people know. She literally draws these intricate, beautiful designs in her hair.
How can you do that on your hair?
Because she goes upside down, and she just does it by feel. She doesn't even have to look. So when she moves her head, it looks like she's giving you a Care Bear stare.
I don't get it, but that's okay.
You know what? At least she's not eating flan out of somebody's pussy.
You had someone eating brie out of someone's pussy.
I don't remember
y'all,
that.
On Patreon, that was when one girl said, y'all, I never turn things off, but I had to stop when Brie was in a pussy.
I don't remember that. Well, we just lost people with flan. And y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
We've got all those announcements. If you missed them, just listen to the fucking first of the show.
Seriously.
Again.
Seriously.
Back up to minute two.
This was fun, but like a couple announcements. If you haven't listened to our thing at the very beginning about our new Patreon stuff, please check a listen to that.
Take it up, because we've got another tier coming up. We've got be sure if you sign up for the newsletter, click on the link below in the show notes. It'll take you right there. Get that signed up. And all this information will be in the newsletter.
Leave us a review.
Yes. We love it when you leave a review.
It's one of my favorite things in the world. And come at us on Cameo. I'm at Jake It or Fake It. This one's at like hungrybottom.com.
The Matt Maher. Two T's, two R's. That's where you can find me. And again, I just want to read out real quick. I just want to give a shout out to Road Full of Promise, who left us a really nice review on Apple Podcast. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a long one, but she just says, this is the best 90 Day Fiancé podcast out there.
Aww.
Hilarious, insightful, snarky. What more can I say? All right. Keep going, Queens.
Ooh.
So thank you for that, Road Full of Promise. True Crime Becky, we see you too. True Crime Becky said, this is my absolute favorite Bible study podcast. Calling all prayer warriors.
Calling all prayer warriors.
Calling all prayer warriors.
Calling all prayer warriors. Sometimes you gotta you need some help when studying the Bible.
Sometimes you do.
Y'all, when you get in those genealogies, it's a long Bible study.
It's long. You can find all of our merch and everything about all of our shows and everything at 90daygays.com. Again, y'all, I can't stress enough. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll get Poodle's little
everything.
Poodle's little pontificates,
I can't
or whatever
what we're
it's
gonna
called.
Call.
He's already half-blitzed,
really,
and he's got to do cameos, y'all.
I do a lot of cameos.
So we gotta go. But remember, we call these people lonely hearts because we all just lonely hearts, Poodle, looking for love.
Yes. And if you decide that you're going to take a bath with Jabba the Hutt and have someone near you that goes, Gosha Portel, Solo Usman,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.